Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Charles Dixon, who is Executive Chairman at Roadside. How are you today, Charles?
Very well, Zach. Very well. How are you?
Very well. My eyes lit up when I saw the name Lidl in your RNS. Maybe you can explain a little bit more about that acquisition with your joint venture partner.
Thanks, Zach. Yeah, so we've agreed to acquire 12 Lidls directly from Lidl. They're all brand new stores. These are stores that are in the ground right now being built and that will all open between end of this month and around March time next year. So the way our joint venture works is that we own 3% of the JV vehicle, and our partner Meadow owns 97%. Then we have an asset management agreement. So the PLC receives asset management fees based on assets under management, which are 0.5% of gross asset value. And then we also receive 4% of hard construction costs for developments. The PLC will benefit from this transaction in a number of ways. Firstly, we'll receive asset management fees. Secondly, we will receive our share of rental income from the JV. And thirdly, we will down the line receive a performance fee based on the performance of the assets.
And so this acquisition means basically you get an annuity, Roadside gets an annuity from the Lidl deal.
Yes, correct. So Lidl is signing 25-year leases, 20 years term certain, that are linked to inflation. So we will receive an income flow based both in terms of asset management fees and rental income.
And are you happy with the share of the pie that you're getting compared to, you know, Meadow and the way the whole deal works?
Well, Meadow are funding the 97% of the transaction, so they will own 97% of the asset. If you recall, when we signed the JV agreement last year, Zach, we have the option to go to 10% of the JV, and that's something that the board will be considering shortly.
And today's deal, obviously, it's an eye-opener, and it must have raised a few eyebrows as well. Is this the first of many deals that you're going to do?
Absolutely. This shows the scale and ambition of the Roadside strategy and the Roadside platform. The pipeline that we've got is very significant. We've got a lot more coming shortly, and I look forward to updating you as we announce further deals.
Do you think that at the moment, obviously, the market's re-rated your stock, 3x over the course of the year? Do you think it's catching up with events now?
Yes, but we're continuing to grow. So, our subsidiary's growing, Cambridge Sleep Sciences, but also the real estate arm's growing. So, I think our share price is still looking very good value. And we've just added a significant income stream to the PLC today.
And finally, just remind people maybe the place in the market that Roadside has in terms of, we discussed last time, the EV rollout, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're focusing on well-located sites on busy arterial roads with suitable sort of traffic flow for EV charging. And then we're looking at the ancillary real estate uses around that EV charging, whether it's drive-throughs or food retail or food venience, as I call it, and then alternate uses like light industrial uses and trade counter uses. And the Lidl transaction fits very well with the strategy. EV will be installed in all of these sites, and we look forward to working with Lidl and moving this forward.
Charles Dixon, Executive Chairman at Roadside, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.